This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, an old friend of the show, Larry Greenfield. I don't have him on that often. He's busy, I'm busy, and sometimes it's hard for our times to sync up with each other. He's an investment banker and a wealth advisor in Los Angeles and long associated with the Claremont Institute. And Larry has served as the executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, also the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs and the Republican Jewish California Coalition. Yes, there are Jewish folks in, what the heck is the name of it? In the Republican Party. You know, hard to believe, I know. But anyhow, you know, seriously, the question I was having the show, and I brought Larry in plenty of times to kind of discuss it with me so I can get it, because I don't always get it. How does the Jewish community keep voting for Democrats? When you look at how the stand that they take on Israel on a regular basis, not once in a while, on a regular basis. I mean, seriously, I'll tell you how uncomfortable and distasteful it is for me. It's like slapping your wife and telling her how much you love her. It makes no sense. And that's what they do. Some of the Jews in the Senate and the Congress talk about how much they love Israel, and yet the votes that they take go 180 degrees against what they say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's talk about a little moral degradation. like we don't hear about enough, right? I mean, seriously, Hollywood is setting, and they get mad at you when you don't fall in line with them. Come on, think about it. When it comes to what happens in Hollywood, when it comes to the moral standard that they set for us, or want to believe that they set for us. What the heck? This is why I hate computers. Right? Just look at what's happening with Weinstein and those people. You get a real feel for what they think is the right thing for you. You know what I mean? So apparently there's a new show or the shows that come on places like Netflix and other stuff like that. But Showtime has a new show called, I even can't translate it that well, but it's S-M-I-L-F. And in the very first episode, it just went off the rails almost immediately. And people wouldn't make these shows if they didn't think they would sell or if they weren't being asked for, right? And, you know, we're running around proudly screaming at the top of our lungs, not us, but you know who, that abortion should be unapologetic and on demand, which is not what the Supreme Court voted on back in the 70s with misinformation. Right? and And the way that mainstream media and others in Hollywood want to pull your kids and your ideologies into Hollywood and show you what's right and what's wrong. Right? Matt Walsh writes a piece for the Daily Wire where he talks about the ideals of today's Hollywood. Frankly, of those who would have you believe they know more than you. They know what's better for your children. And when you look at what's happening, Showtime's latest series called SMILF, it's an acronym for Single Mothers I'd Like to Have Sex With. For example, are you going to be okay over there? For example, it packs in more moral degeneracy in the first episode than you would think is possible. Right? I mean, the scenes with actress Rosie O'Donnell were almost a breath of fresh air, according to one writer. Think about that for a minute. Newsbusters Amelia Hamilton took one for the team, watching and reporting on the entire first episode with 30 minutes. The main character named Bridget, played by Frankie Shaw, neglects her child, denigrates prayer, promotes abortion, tries to have sex with a man while her child is hidden under a blanket in the same room. She pleasures herself while fantasizing about being with multiple men. Talks endlessly about her private parts, where it was before and after she had a baby. Right? She talks about her friend's child-age porn addiction. And all this in 30 minutes. Think about how quickly they had to move to this stuff. Right? Oh, I can't even translate the way the show opens up with the song being played. But apparently she's playing with a group of men, playing basketball with a group of men, while singing a song that has to do with the size of the private parts of the men on the basketball team. Right? I mean, I'm going to post this up on the website. You're going to have to go back and read it because I really can't clean it up. And you guys know I'm usually pretty good at that. But everything on this is 180 degrees from any kind of moral value that any religious person would have. And somehow, we're supposed to accept that and believe that to be truth. And here's the deal. You got Showtime? Can it. And tell them why. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years or so, but you're going to find out it's wrong. You just need to get information to be able to speak to your friends on the left and let them know there's nothing to fear here. They've been, you know, they've just been beaten into submission verbally into believing that anybody on the right that has any kind of conservative mindset is just bad. And it's you're gonna find it's very much not true. Anyway, friend of the show, Larry Greenfield, joins me. And Larry is an investment advisor in Los Angeles, long associated with the Claremont Institute. Larry's also served as the executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, and the Republican Jewish Coalition of California. Larry, thanks for being with me.
Hi, so nice to be with you. And your book reminds me, because I'm going to be in a conversation 2 weeks from tonight, actually, in the San Fernando Valley, about conservatism. And what's interesting is it's at a liberal, meaning mostly Democrats, synagogue. And to their great credit, they're going to do an exploration with three speakers from the center-right or the right. You remind me of the variety of conservatism. And I think what I'm going to do in my remarks is start off by saying, what is it that conservatives seek to conserve?
That's a good point.
What are we trying to conserve? What does that even mean? And I think it means, unless it's completely dark and awful and tyrannical, oppressive, poor, dystopia, there must be some good out there. So maybe we want to conserve the conditions, the foundations of what it is that's good. So, for example, America is the richest country in the world and the most free country in the world and probably has the most patriotism in the world and has invited the most number of immigrants into this country and has provided probably the most successful ladder up which many poor people have climbed to success or middle class prosperous lives. And so there's a lot to conserve, and I'm probably going to start there. And then secondly, I'm probably going to outline the varieties of conservatism, because I think there's a pretty big tent there. So what do we mean by conservatives today? And there's a book by Charles Kessler, a scholar at the Claremont Institute and the Claremont Graduate School and Colleges, who wrote a book a while ago called Keeping the Tablets. And he walked through these very interesting, diverse pockets of conservatism. You know, Edmund Burke, but what about the Southern agrarians? What about the religious conservatives? There's something called crunchy cons. Libertarians are a form of liberty-loving conservatives, economic conservatives, social conservatives. So it's a pretty big tent. And so let me ask you a question. Hey, I like to play the interviewer, Joe. Did you define conservatism in your book, and did you acknowledge that there's a lot of varieties of conservatives and conservatism?
Yeah, I do. I actually make the statement that you could have a dozen of us sitting in a room, and if you asked each one of us what it meant to be a conservative or what conservatism means, you'd have 12 different variations of your grandma's recipe for tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
And did you summarize by saying, but the core of it is, or the consensus is, or the winning conservatism is?
No, not in those words. But I did come back to the fact that most conservatives think in terms of you work hard, you do it, basically you do it yourself with very little help from the government, that you make sure that you're following your basic moral principles. But again, I'm kind of with you in coming back and saying there's so many different variations of it. There are even some that don't follow the same basic social norms that you and I would subscribe to.
So morality, a limited government, these are primary and unifying, I think, conservative ideals. How did you come down, or did you describe some more modern disputes? For example, Wall Street Journal, free trade versus protectionism, limited foreign adventurism versus the Democracy Project, the Freedom Agenda of President Bush, et cetera. Those would be two sort of pretty prominent, I think, splits within the conservative world today.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's funny you should talk about capitalism and free trade. I've always said free trade for me is when both sides are equal in their ability to trade free. When you talk about some of the issues we have in America, and I'm not so sure you agree with this line of thinking, but I've always said, how do I compete as a car manufacturer here in the United States between the unions and the EPA rules and that kind of stuff compared to maybe Mexico or another country that doesn't have the same rules, the same unions? I can't compete with them unless we do have some tariffs and such in place.
Well, we probably agree. I'm on the fair trade. If we're going to have free trade, it has to be fair trade side. I'm on the side that says our government does have an obligation and an opportunity to defend the American interest and American workers, the American dollar, America's geopolitical and geoeconomic position. And so I'm not a pure free trader if that means globalism, if that means corporations that are American have no duty to their own workers, if that means Americans don't have their government battling for them at the World Trade Organization.
Yeah, it's interesting. We could have a field day with this because in California, as you know, if I'm going to open up a fast food restaurant, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., that kind of thing, you're looking at 3 years by the time you get past the we have the federal EPA, but then you have the AQMD, which is California's Gestapo arm to the EPA, and you're talking 3 months, 4 months, 5 months to get everything you need to move forward to a state like Texas. So it's a different views of free trade.
Well said, and similarly. To the shock and dismay of many striving, very small business people, the cost associated with even incorporating, with carrying a license or a permit, there's like dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of, you know, jobs in the economy, a hairdresser, a butcher, a cake maker, that require all kinds of regulatory obeisance, which is a lot of, you know, government red tape and bureaucrats and taxes and fees and fines. And California is very rough on its workforce.
Larry, we got to go for a quick break because I believe in capitalism. And we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Larry Greenfield joins us. He'll still be with us after the break. Again, heat up your coffee. Come on back. We're not going far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. I'm the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. And yes, my baby is American-made. And I can't tell you about the electronics in here. But, you know, we should really try. Every chance you get, you really should try to buy American-made or American-manufactured or American-put-together. You can't even really tell that much anymore. But do the best you can, because we still have people out of work. You know, unemployment's looking better, and we've got more jobs coming to the country. We've got more companies starting up. I get all of that. But we still have people out of work. So do the best you can. Support your small businessmen all through the country. I don't care what you're doing. Try to do business locally if you can. That's what I try to do. I believe in family-owned businesses. We go to family-owned restaurants. I think it's personally, Joe, the right thing to do. And it does stimulate the economy, and it helps feed the locals. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Larry Greenfield joins me. He's an old friend of the show. He's an investment banker and wealth advisor in L.A. and a long associate with the Claremont Institute. Larry's also served as an executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, and the Republican Jewish Coalition of California. Larry, as usual, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure. I just wanted to share with the audience, I had a little good luck. I've been invited to write a few op-eds now in the Jewish Journal of Greater Los Angeles. So it's a website, so anybody around the world can log in, jewishjournal.com. And I wrote three pieces lately. One was a defense of President Trump on his decision to return to Congress for their role on immigration. So a defense of Trump's kicking over to Congress the DACA deferred action plan. I thought Obama was wrong to assert that he didn't have the power to keep the Dreamers, but he did it anyways. So I don't necessarily want to kick out everybody here who's here illegally, but I would like them to sort of have to go back home and touch base and apply like anyone else would and get in line. But then I wrote about the Iran deal. We talked about that last time.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting the president on his decision not to continue or agree to the Iran deal, which opens the way for congressional sanctions and for the United States not to stand with Europeans and just ignore Iranian violations, which include, by the way, working with North Korea and testing ballistic missiles, and other violations, of course, regionally of fair dealing and good faith. And then the third piece I wrote was on the tax plan, and I thought maybe we'd talk about that a little bit, the GOP tax plan that's pending. I'm not really a happy camper right now. Senator Orrin Hatch today, the press reported, wants to end the ability to convert your retirement plan, your IRA, into a Roth IRA. And for those who aren't familiar, you have either a pension or an IRA if you've been saving any money for your retirement. When you put that money into that retirement plan, you get to reduce your taxes by that amount this year. Always consult your CPA for tax advice. But then that money grows tax deferred. All the income you earn in it, any gains you would have in any given year, you don't get a 1099. You don't pay taxes. It grows tax deferred for years and years and years. And then you pay taxes when you withdraw it. When you withdraw money from an IRA, you pay tax on that. You get a 1099. As if you got a paycheck, you pay tax on that withdrawal. But you can convert the money from an IRA to a Roth IRA. You pay tax when you do that. But now the money sits in a Roth IRA, never to be taxed, neither annually nor even when you withdraw the money. So I don't understand what Orrin Hatch is doing. If somebody converts their money from an IRA to a Roth, the government gets their money now in the year in which you do that. And you get the benefit of it now growing in a tax-free account or Roth account forever and ever and ever. So what are they doing by ending the state and local tax deduction, changing the medical deduction, changing the property deduction, hammering you on your IRA, all of this to support super rich corporations like Google and Facebook, left-wing corporations? Because they won't cut spending. Since they won't cut spending, they have to offset, as they see it, the revenue that maybe they'll lose by a reduced corporate tax, although they claim the economy will grow if they cut the corporate taxes from 35% to 20%. So I'm not really understanding what the Republicans are up to. Why are they going after strivers, achievers, savers, small business people?
You know, Larry, my crystal ball stopped working about 3 years ago, and you know, you hit a couple things on the head there, which was, first of all, they're afraid of really cutting spending, and there's never any real discussion around tackling the deficit. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I, you know, don't handle people's finances, but I'm sure if they would break that up and get some of those guys sitting in a room somewhere, some of the experts in a room somewhere, they could figure out where to cut back on some of these things. And I think last January or February, we did a show around two and three and four departments that were actually getting money to do the same things. And it was billions of dollars when you get done with it. I would start off with the low-hanging fruit and the easy stuff instead of trying to figure out how to keep me from you know, saving money, me, Joe Average, saving money on my taxes. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, the duplicative, that's the word you were looking for.
Yes.
The duplicative departments in Sacramento and California or in any other state governments, they're not only duplicative government departments. They're inconsistent. They say yes and no from different departments. It's incredibly frustrating if you're a developer, if you own private property, how you handle your land, your water rights, your water use. You get multiple different directions from government. So I know the left mocks us when we say there's waste, fraud, and abuse in government. But do you remember who William Proxmire was?
No.
He was a famous senator from Wisconsin, U.S. senator, and he had a like a golden award for like the worst, you know, abuser of taxpayer monies. You should look him up, William Proxmire, pretty famous for many, many, many years. And of course there's, let me see if I understand, the federal budget is like a kajillion, gazillion, gabillion dollars. They can't cut 1% without still, you know, the republic won't fall. Oh, my God. There's so much money in D.C. that is wasted. It's crazy.
Yeah, and there's no chance, no them looking at fixing any of that. They just don't get it. And, again, we can do what they want to do, but if they don't start tackling that deficit, if they don't start cutting spending, this is nothing. They're truly, once the smoke clears, they're actually kicking the can down the road, and in my estimation, they're adding another can to it, but that's just my personal opinion.
I agree, and I'm upset about the swamp monsters or the swamp dwellers, which, by the way, includes Republicans.
Yes,
who have relationship with lobbyists and have sacred cows they won't cut. I mean, listen, if somebody ran for president, I'm going to cut spending 2% across the board. I don't care if it's a conservative Republican lobbyist or a left-wing liberal lobbyist. We're cutting spending across the board 2%. Every family has a budget. Every individual has a budget. Every business has a budget. I think even media companies and fabulous talk shows like yours have a budget. Government, you got to tighten your belt a tiny little bit. Is that so obscene?
Well, it depends on what side of the aisle. But as you started saying, though, even the quote-unquote, the conservative Republicans don't seem to have this whole budget idea down yet. They don't seem to get it. And it infuriates me that they won't really dig in. You know, I'm losing my voice here, but we didn't touch on the new health care bill, if you would, and the fact that they didn't have a plan. You know, they've been telling us for 7 years or 8 years now that they had a plan, they were going to repeal in place, and they had a plan. They had nothing. I have a funny feeling, even though they've been screaming about a tax plan, nobody really sat down and laid anything out. It's like, oh my God, it's here, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to go for a break, and I'm going to let you tackle that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a couple of minutes. Look it, that's how I pay for the show. Unless you want to send me checks. Send me checks, I cut the commercials. It's really that simple. We'll be right back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, for stations and times, and give me your email address. I want your email address. I send out one email every week. I let you know who's going to be on, topics we're going to be discussing. Yes, I sell stuff, because when we sell stuff, we make money. We can stay on the air longer. It's really very simple. It's not that hard to figure out, people. Always appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Larry Greenfield is joining me. He's an old friend of the show. He's an investment banker, a wealth advisor also in the L.A. area, also a long associate with the Claremont Institute. Larry serves as executive director of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, a Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, and the Republican Jewish Coalition of California. Larry, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you, Joe. It's been a ball. Here we are on a Monday night, starting to get colder. Baby, it's cold outside. No. Now, you want to hear a story about
that? Now, wait
that?
A minute. You can't use that song anymore. Didn't you hear that's politically incorrect?
Well, let me tell you what I know about it, and then you tell me what you know about it.
All right.
So there was, in the 1940s, that song, or early 50s, and now I can't remember the exact date, maybe 52 or something like that, that song was being played at a sweet little dance in Colorado, and at that dance was a student named Kutab, who was offended that boys and girls were holding hands or, you know, gently, sweetly dancing with each other, like a soft dance, you know what I mean, a slow dance.
Right.
And that that negative experience, to the tune of Baby, It's Cold Outside, caused him to go nuts. He became the ideologist and author of 30 books who empowered bin Laden and created the jihad and 9/11.
Wow.
I just told you that the guy who was the mean, brutal, Arabist, jihadist behind bin Laden, who the scholar who inspired bin Laden, was offended because they played a song called Baby, It's Cold Outside in Colorado in 1952.
Oh, my God. To God,
yes,
it never ceases to amaze. Larry, tell
yeah,
people,
that's
seriously,
right. I know,
yeah, yeah. Right? So tell people about the event that you have going on, and we'll actually, I can include that in my next email blast to try to get people out there as well to help.
Oh, that's nice. There's a website, Valley Beth Shalom is the synagogue, VBS, I think .org, and they're having an evening of conservative speakers at a fairly prominent and mostly liberal community synagogue, which is to their credit, by the way. I honor them for having an evening with different voices. And it's very cool of them to do it. And so it's at 7:30 p.m. in California, in L.A., in Encino, on Monday, 2 weeks from tonight, on Monday the 27th, the Monday after the long Thanksgiving holiday. And I'm on a panel. And I'll report to everybody afterward, how it went, how we were received. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well, again, people, if you're in the area, if you're in Los Angeles County, you should head over and check this out. Always good to hear both sides, three sides, as my dad would say, of the story and an understanding, because that's the only way we learn from each other. We sit, we talk, we get to know each other, and we find out how they're coming at an issue. Larry, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you, Joe. Have a wonderful night, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And to you, too, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Larry Greenfield. You got to check it out. We'll put it up on the website. We'll put it up on the Facebook page, and that way there you can have a feel for what it is. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, if you're in what's referred to as the San Fernando Valley, I know some of you go right to that mindset of Valley Girl kind of thing. You may find this is a very informative panel, an informative event. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As is the norm here on the show, we're going to talk about the, I don't know, what do you want to call it? I don't want to say not natural, the unnorm, the whatever. Transracial man was born white, but he's decided he's really Filipino. If you're in the Tampa, Florida area, this person, Jadu, I think, very flamboyant purple vehicle. Jadu shows up to a coffee shop to open up about his new identity. Right, he's born a white male named Adam, but he now considers himself a Filipino. Turns out the purple ride he drives around in is called a tuk-tuk, T-U-K-T-U-K. I don't even know what that is. It's an Asian-derived vehicle used for public transit in the Philippines, he says. Jadu is part of a small but growing community of people who consider themselves transracial. Now, see, here's the problem. If I was a transsexual, this would irritate me to no end. And this is why it goes too far, because what you're saying is that anything goes. Doesn't matter what it is, how absurd it might be, but anything. So basically, whatever you feel between your ears is real, right, and true. Now, again, the trans community, if I was them, I'd be upset, because we've had trans species, transracial,
trans, what was the one with the limbs missing? You remember that? Sorry. And they were, and they're a growing community too, where they have, they want
transabled.
That was it. So they want, they want this stuff removed because they don't feel like they should have been born with it, right? And this is where you lose people like me, many people like me. And don't give me that garbage that we're not accepting, we're not understanding, we're not loving. No. Just because it happens between your ears doesn't make it real and true and something you should do. Right? I mean, all of you that want to jump all over, what's his name?
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore. Well, heck, if he did what he did, he thought it was right, true, and okay. Well, who are you to tell him it's wrong? You don't make any sense because you... you hit some of these issues like anything goes and it's fine, and I have no right to tell you anything. Well, you have a right not to listen. It's really that simple. I've got the mic. I can tell you anything I want to tell you. You just don't have to accept it. And I won't send anybody to the house to jail you for not being on the same page as me. Jaidu is part of a small but growing community of people who consider themselves transracial, and it refers to someone born one race but who identify. This, what is this identify thing? I identify as 7'1". Guess what? It doesn't. If I buy the bigger clothes, it doesn't quite work out well. I identify myself as a multimillionaire. Somehow the checks keep bouncing, though. I mean, seriously, where does this stop? And they are very serious about it. But this is where the left just wants to stand there and go, no, 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 we don't want anybody to feel bad. Well, what happens later on in life when they realize they're not Filipino? They're just white people. How do you think they're going to feel? They go, whenever I'm around music, around food, I feel like I'm in my own skin when I'm around their music and their food. So... because you like their food, you like their music, you must be one of them? Does that mean that everybody who loves Thai food, eats it 5 or 6 times a week, might be a pasty white guy from Maine, is Taiwanese all of a sudden? No! I'd watch History Channel sometimes for hours, you know. Whenever it came to that, and you know, nothing else intrigued me more than the things about the Filipino culture. If you're thinking this sounds familiar, you might remember the story of Rachel Dolenzel. She was born white, but identified as black. But it wasn't that she just identified as black. She lied about her past. She lied about a lot in her life. After she appeared on an episode of Dr. Phil, the term transracial started to become more widely known. Now we're finding out that this community of people who identify as another race is growing. If you look on Facebook, where we found Jaidu, groups dubbed transracial are popping up all over the place with dozens of members. Dr. Stacey Schechner is a licensed psychologist with a BA from Washington University, plus an MA and a doctorate. I'm going to run out of time. She said she hasn't had clients who want to change their race, but has worked with clients wanting to change their body in some way. If someone feels at home in a certain religion, a certain race, or a certain culture, I think that it's that if that's who they really feel inside, life is about finding out who you are. Another nut job. Sorry. You are not what you feel. Right? I mean, come on. I feel like a 17-year-old. Can I go back to high school and date 16-year-old girls? You good with that? No. It isn't about what you feel. It isn't about what you think. It isn't about what you want. There are realities around you that you just can't change. Not without hurting yourself. Anyway, we'll post this up, because this goes into detail about the psychology, about what transracial is. That's what we're doing with everything. Now when it's not the norm, we do trans... fill in the blank that you want here. It's just not right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Next hour, wide open. Going to make it your topic. Tell me what you want to talk about. Smorgasbord of issues. I got a bunch of stuff, but I can usually change on the fly. We'll be back in a few minutes.